Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to the Some of Us. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? I know. Did you not sleep?
I did not. I stayed up.
What happened?
I finished up some laundry. So, yeah, I was... Anyway, it's so hot here that I don't want to leave something in the,
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So, but
I
also
understand.
I was watching some of the Olympics. I mean, they officially, I guess, the opening ceremonies today, but they usually have a few sports that start ahead of it. And interestingly, this was, it was men's rugby sevens, and I'm not very familiar with rugby. I have some friends who've played it, but I still, it's like cricket. Like cricket, I have no idea what's going on there. But
cricket, that's an animal.
Yeah.
Sorry, just saying.
It's a beast of a game.
Or a closeted Disney animated character. You know, it's so funny. When I was brushing my teeth, I was thinking about, all these closeted characters of back in the day. So Jiminy Cricket, we're going to add him or them. We're going to add them. I think Jiminy Cricket was non-binary. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Geppetto was a pedophile. I'm just saying, there's things that we got to, I think we have the things to unpack here. But anyway, go ahead. Just saying.
That's a podcast for another day. Yeah.
It really is.
Disney characters, which are usually tied to old fairy tales.
Right. Well, those are all twisted too. Very
yeah.
dark and
so,
twisted. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, I found myself.
The Olympics.
Yeah, right. The Olympics. Anyway, enough about.
Anyway.
Twisted childhood dreams. But here's the Olympics, which is about the same, on the same level in some cases. But
yes.
Yeah. Maybe this is the podcast. I don't know. But I was watching some highlights. Well, actually, I was just struggling with the whole fact that I don't have any of the channels that I would need to watch the Olympics already.
You don't got the Peacock.
But you know what? Because the Olympics are only like 2 weeks, and you can get Peacock for like $7.99 for a month.
You find a loophole. I love Peacock.
So,
I don't, and it pisses me off because they fired my friend. they didn't fire. That's not accurate. They closed the department, and they could have moved from New York to Los Angeles, but the department used to be at 30 Rock. But this is actually my friend Dennis, who directed Barrio Boy. Yeah, so I joined Peacock to be loyal to him, because he's one of my many work husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm having a bounty with him, but we'll get into that later.
Oh my gosh.
But no, that's a whole other thing, and that's all right, it's all good. But not to take away from the Olympics, but because I do love Peacock, and those bitches even raised the price. Because I used to pay $5.99, and now they raised it to $7.99. But you get your free thing. But I actually do like it as a streaming service. So
I actually
I love
used
Dennis,
to.
I love.
I used to get it for free. I think as part of. I don't know if it was part of T-Mobile. I can't remember. I don't remember having to. Yeah, but I'm not with T-Mobile anymore, so I don't have Peacock, and I haven't really missed it. Because, shows that are, I can always get them. I'm very patient when it comes to shows. I don't really need to watch it.
But you like your sports. But you like your Olympics.
I like my Olympics. And
yes, girl.
I was trying all these different ways. Because I had Peacock, I probably had the NBC app. I'm sure I watched some of the Olympics last time. So I'm like, you know what? And I was looking at getting a TV antenna, because we have so many TVs around here. I can just get a TV antenna and try to get local.
Girl.
But I'm like, then I got to set up a TV in my room.
Girl.
But look, the
you
cheapest
with
$8. Good antenna. The cheapest good antenna.
I love this.
It's like $20, right? Not a big deal.
Go ahead,
$20.
Go ahead. Yeah, but that's 3 months of Peacock.
It's 3 months. Well, it's $20, but you know, but I don't even care about that because I'm really not tied to watching anything,
right?
Consistently, like especially if I know it's just the Olympics, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. So, but then you know, yeah, Peacock's $8.
Just
and I'll cancel it. You know, I'll cancel it August 23rd.
That's right.
You know,
I always do that. I put my calendar up, but I get their little free trial or I pay for what a month or whatever. I'm like, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to do that with the dating apps. I'm like, I'm not renewing this stupid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But I figure it was an app I already had on, you know, it was just dormant. I already had it.
It's just waiting to be activated like Sleepy Beauty.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
You had to kiss that princess alive. Or something. Hello.
Oh, this is interesting. So hello to Raven and Jen. And
yes.
This will be like a sidebar because Jen said, good morning, talking about the cheating Canadian women's soccer team. And I can talk
Ooh.
About that
Ooh.
In a bit.
Ooh.
But that actually wasn't what I was going to talk
it.
About.
So but we love a scandal. That's what
a little bit of a scandal.
You know, let me tell you, darling, you know, I'm not a sports chick. But I am sports adjacent the way I'm queer adjacent.
Yeah, right. It's true.
So,
it's
you know
true.
What I mean? Yeah. No. Listen, what was so sweet on Pride, I had all these people said, just wishing me happy Pride. Thanks, ally. Isn't that the sweetest thing?
Oh,
that made me so
that
happy.
Is cute.
I know.
That is cute.
I know. Makes me so happy. No,
that's
so
an honor.
I'm adjacent with this. It is. All right, relax.
That's an honor, girl.
Yeah, you want an honor? Yeah, you got to get on her if you want to be having honor.
Stop
Hello.
It. Stop it.
You got me
Lord.
Started.
You're the reason
honor.
Why so many people are so misunderstood.
I'm the reason why people want you to have your own show. We're going to do that.
Oh, my God.
But I love
it. All right.
I love a scandal.
Well, let
so,
me just go into what
okay,
I had originally been wanting to talk about
your,
for the first like, 8 minutes of the
right.
show. Hello.
All right. Well, bring Jen and me.
We've already gone on tangents like 54 times. But
you're welcome.
just saying. I'm going to call you Tangela.
Okay. That's cute. I like that.
Okay.
I actually like that. That's cute. That's my drag name. I like that. And my name
okay.
is Tangela. Oh, I love it. Oh my God, you're making me cry, bitch. Oh, that's so funny. Oh my God, that was good.
Okay, Tangela. Anyway, back
okay,
to what I was saying.
Girl, go back to you, but that shit is funny. Okay, go ahead. Tangela, you're so stupid. You know what? Don't get Leslie more often because you're funny. When she's all rested, it's like, well, according to the statistics on NPR and with the harmonic resonance of the earth. No,
look,
I like it when you don't sleep.
You rely on me
I like
to get
that,
those facts straight. You rely on, you're like, I don't
I
know,
do,
what
I
is
actually,
it?
I do. I actually
Alisa,
do. But I like
Alisa,
it. I have to
channel everybody. I have to be in the ethers. Google that while I'm up there.
Yeah, Google
and
that. But you know what? That's why it's a good show. That's why it's a good show. But I like you when you're a little loose. I like you when you don't get too much sleep. And I like you when you have a cocktail or three. I love it.
She just likes it when I'm a little altered.
A little, yes, it's so much
you don't
fun. I mean, I love you no matter what. Yes,
you
I
don't
do,
love
actually.
Me for me.
Listen, it's an honor. There you go. All right, I wrap that up in a nice bow. All right, go ahead. I'll be quiet. I'm going to drink my coffee. Go ahead.
So I haven't had my coffee or my mushroom coffee or whatever it is I'm drinking.
I love it.
Because I just woke up.
Girl.
I know. I'm lucky to have a bottle of water next to me, which I do.
Oh, you're such a mess. I love messy Alisa. Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. All right, go ahead.
So, you know, I am the sports person, although I don't ever play sports, but I love sports. With the Olympics, you know, the dilemma of should I just, okay. So yeah, went ahead, got the app and immediately
love it.
started watching whatever was on, because I'm just doing the Peacock and it's whatever streaming, and none of this is really new because France is what, 6 hours ahead of us. So
I caught up
on some highlights, you know, but they've filmed it live. So I guess I could say live, but I'm like, okay.
Sure.
And this is what I kind of like about the Olympics, is that there are so many different sports happening and a lot of them I don't see.
Right.
Until it's the Olympics. But rugby was one that I never really watched. Well, because, well, I think rugby wasn't really part of it for the last few years, and well, for most of the Olympics until I think Rio. Yeah.
Oh.
So
okay.
So I'm just curious about it. I'm like, I've been watching. I started watching some of the, you know, the men's matches were already starting to kind of whittle through the. And the only thing I do know is that, like, New Zealand men's rugby is usually pretty fierce. And but this is called Rugby Sevens, and it's there are only two parts of this game. Each half is, like, 7 minutes long. So it's quick. But
it's very quick.
But there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of physicality involved in this. So I'm watching it, and, you know, even to figure out the scoring, I'm like, what's going on? What are we doing? Not as difficult as cricket, because I totally get rugby. But I was fascinated by how fast the game was. And then, you know, the U.S. men were playing. And I'm like, okay, some of these guys are like former, not I think one of our main guys, I think he had played professional football for a bit. But he's like 38 years old now. He's 38 years old, and I'm like, man, that's crazy. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be his last Olympics. But like they showed two matches. Well, they showed a lot of matches, but two of the U.S.'s matches, I think they were on the same day, because it's like I said, 14 minutes long, you know, so give or take a few minutes. But they played the first match against the host nation of France, and man, that stadium was packed.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they were getting because they're playing it in the largest stadium in the country, and it was, you know, the host nation, and we ended up tying them, which I'm like, okay, well, that's, you know, that's something.
That's,
and then we played our second. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we played our second match, and it was against Fiji. And so like Fiji, apparently they're a menace. They won silver. I think they won silver the last Olympics. I don't know much about, like I said, this particular type of rugby.
Right.
But man, it was like 40 to 12 points. They did 40 points, which every time you like cross over the goal line and touch it down, it's 5 points. But it was crazy. Like, they just pulled away a lot of, like when we tied France, it was 12 to 12, to give you an idea.
Right.
So right. I'm like, dang, these are crazy. So then I started watching all the other matches. Like, well, who are we dealing with? Who are the contenders? Because I never thought that either men's or women's team were going to, you know, are really highly ranked. But, man, that was crazy. Fiji was just like, not at one point, I think they were just playing. Like if we just blindfold ourselves, I'm pretty sure we could still, like, do another, you know, score some more points. It was crazy.
Right.
So then I started kind of profiling when teams would come out of the little hallway, you know, to go out to the field. I'm like, okay, South Africa, I knew, is also very big into rugby. South Africa, the guys go out, and their opponent was Samoa. And I'm thinking, Samoa, I mean, these are big dudes. These are not big dudes that came out. I'm like, okay, well, they're not going to win. And they didn't. But I think, yeah, I think their program's, I don't know, the program is really young, but I don't know. It was just interesting to kind of get into a new sport. And that's just one version of that sport. I guess there's the full rugby. I don't know. I still haven't seen that. I guess that'll happen. There is a U.S. women's rugby player who who got pretty famous the last Olympics because of her like TikToks and things like that. She's hilarious. So I have been following her, and by following her, I follow her team. I guess they're playing on Sunday, which we'll see if I can get a chance to watch it live, but probably not.
Right.
So I just want to see, because I don't know all this stuff, but I thought that was interesting. And then at some point in this morning, when I was still, I hadn't gotten to sleep, I was waiting for the laundry. I caught.
What time is all this happening?
Well, the rugby was like last night, because that was more prime time. But I mean, you know, like I said, there's 6 hours ahead, so I'm sure there was a break, because there was a point where I wasn't watching it because I had to do work. I had to like do my laundry.
Right.
But at some point, yeah, like 3 o'clock in the morning, handball. And
stop.
I'm like, it's handball. I knew you. Yeah. I was like, as soon as I said it, I'm like, I already know.
I'm going to go Jax.
Okay, Tangela, before you go.
Tiddlywinks. Goldfish. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Handball.
Handball. It's what it's
go called. Ahead. I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to. Tangela's going to stay quiet. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tangela is going to go in her own tangent in her own mind as I talk. So it doesn't matter. I could give her. I could be talking about a recipe for something, and she'd be like, whatever. She said handball.
Oh God. All right. Go ahead, handball. But that was worth staying up for. But actually, you know what?
No.
Keep doing it, because you're funny. You're funny as beep right now. Beep. Oh my God, you're killing me. Oh my God. All right, so handball, go on.
So that's another sport. Never watch.
Dying. Of course not.
But apparently, yeah. Why would I?
Sorry. Go ahead, handball. I can't.
See how Tangela is already. She's trying. She's trying.
Go ahead.
So that that match was between, I think, was like Norway and Slovenia, I think.
Of course, because, you know, they need a life, but go ahead.
Well, but it's like a combination between basketball and water polo. But not
and
so
who?
Like, you know,
and polo?
Well, you know, like with water polo.
Oh, because I know all about that.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, right.
Okay.
Because you like basketball. Well, the basketball part is because it's played on the court. The water polo part, I think,
right.
is because of the positioning, and that they can, they're just trying to throw. It's a, let's say, a smaller ball.
I'm telling you, you really could be a sports commentator. You really could be. Seriously. Everybody has like different like other careers that they could do. I always, you know. Seriously, you really could have been a sports commentator, because the way you present it, I mean, it's laid out very nicely. It's funny to me, but it's laid out very nicely, I have to say. All right, so water polo, basketball, handball, go. I'm listening.
Well, no, that's, like I said, that's near the end of the night, because I'm like, I got to go to sleep. I'm tired. And
But
I didn't stick around to see how all the scoring was. But just looking at it, I'm like, man, that's pretty crazy. Oh yeah, easy.
Was
Tangela.
It interesting to watch? Did you like
I can see. I was wanting to see, because I didn't Google this, but between handball and netball, there's not an Olympic sport, but I know like in Australia they play netball. That's a popular sport.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know either. I've never had to look at it. So these are questions for another day. But
Lord,
my side note before I go
so
to
funny.
The Canadian women's soccer team scandal.
Yeah. I love a scandal.
Is that apparently breakdancing is an Olympic sport this year.
That's it. Now I would watch that in a minute.
So
love it. Okay.
Just so you know,
I love that.
Something
okay,
to look forward
you.
To. You can watch
yes.
it. Well,
I,
you know,
I do have the Peacock, so I just have to pay attention.
So you can play. You can catch some replays of handball, but it won't be what you're thinking.
You can fill me in. It's good. I'm good. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks, commentator.
So before we leave the Olympics, hopefully, the latest scandal is from the women's soccer, Canadian women's soccer.
Of course,
and it has
those
nothing
Canadians.
To do, unfortunately. This is what's really interesting, is that they play their first match later today against New Zealand. What's interesting is that an assistant coach or someone on the coaching staff that's tied with Canada Soccer. There are two people. One is a person who flew a drone to basically spy on the New Zealand team while they were practicing.
Oh, that's a movie. You know they're going to make a movie about this.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. That's a movie.
He was
getting the rights.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He had done it apparently twice, which no one – I mean, I just read about that. I'm like, oh, twice. It wasn't – because the New Zealand team, someone on their team noticed that there's a drone and found out, oh, my gosh, it's the Canadians are spying on us.
Oh, I love it.
And so from what I can gather – because I'm still like, what? This person was not on the official list for their coaching staff, because I think, well, you can bring people over, but so they call them accredited or not accredited. And it's like a school has accreditation. So because the Olympics, even for women's soccer, there are only so many players allowed on a team. It's a smaller roster than normal. Then also the same goes for the coaching staff. So there's a smaller coaching staff. Officially recognized are those numbers of people, and that's it. And everyone else you bring along, they're not accredited. So I don't know if that means that, you know, you can only do certain things. You have, you only have so much accessibility. I'm not sure. But the Canadian Olympic Committee, you know, brought them over to do whatever roles they to do. Apparently one of them is, you know, spying. I don't know. Scouting, spying. Whatever.
Oh,
now that was, wow. that wasn't the intention, but that's what this person was doing. And I think there was another person on that staff who saw it happening, but didn't stop them and didn't say anything. So those two people, So those two people, when they got found out, were sent home. But they were sent back, so they can't participate. Now with a match starting today,
that's such a shame for the country. You know what I mean?
It is.
There's a ripple effect. Like they have no careers. They're going to be infamous. Like we have to be so careful with really thinking about the impact of certain decisions or not honoring ethics or, you know what I mean? Like it's,
they have coaching jobs, you know, not on the Olympic team or with the Team Canada,
still.
I don't think, but I don't know the repercussions. I don't know if they were, some reports say they were fired. Some reports say they were just sent home. I'm not sure, but.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Infamy is not cute. Infamy is just, you cannot, you can be the lotus coming out of the mud. You know, look at Monica Lewinsky, look at Vanessa Williams, you know, but it's still, infamy is like a tattoo that you can't get removed. It's a stain.
Right.
Interesting. So keep going.
So
yeah,
the,
dangerous.
The Canadian women's coach, basically, you know, said, okay, well, so it wasn't her, but because they're on her staff, she has to take responsibility for it. So she offered to step down for the coaching for that game. Because she said she was unaware that was what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
She apologized and she offered to just sit out the game.
Yeah, poor thing.
Today. Now, some Canadians are just so mortified that this even happened, that they're like, I don't even think they should win. they shouldn't even get any points, you know, if they win the match.
It's
be bougie. If you win
shame.
A soccer match. Yeah. They're like, it's not even, they don't even deserve it. And but they said it's the problem there is that, you know, well, not the problem, but the fact is that those actions from these two people took away from the entire team.
Yep. Yep.
You know, who's just, you know, they're here to do their job. They're here to play. So that is, you know, you think it's the Olympics. It shouldn't matter in any sport, but uh-huh. I think particularly where it's supposedly, you know, an amateur level, but the best of the best type.
But it's sacred. It's there's something sacred. It's almost like church. It's something very sacred about it. The Olympics.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. And so what's wow. also interesting is because these are all just group stages, and Canada and New Zealand are in the group with, I can't remember the other two teams. The Olympics for women's soccer, the Olympic teams are only like 12 teams. So it's not easy to get into the Olympics
right.
this go around.
No.
I mean, they haven't expanded the field to include more teams.
Right.
So
wow.
the group that Canada's in, chances are more than likely that New Zealand would probably not move forward.
Right.
Because there are only 12 teams. That's only like four teams per group. And
right.
the way it works is obviously the top two go on to the next level. And then
right.
because it's a weird number, only there will be one group where it would only be the top two. The other two groups, the third place team, depending on how they, you know, all these different variables, the third place team could also move forward. So it's just
wow.
really interesting that, and I love New Zealand. You know, I love the country. Actually,
sure.
I like their team, but they've always struggled. They've never really gotten past just the group stage. So I don't know why
right.
you needed to spy on them. I mean, in Canada, interestingly enough,
yeah,
Canada,
what's up with that? Yeah.
The women's team is the reigning gold medal champions from the last
why
go around.
Why they got so insecure?
I don't
yeah.
know. See, that's what,
yeah,
they have a bronze
wow.
medal. They have a bronze medal, at least two bronze medals, one from the Olympics just before that. So, I mean, you know, they have a pretty good trajectory. They do have a target on their back. But I didn't think. I mean, so it makes me wonder, well, were they spying on other teams, too, in their group? Or are they just focused on that one game, perhaps? I don't know.
I don't know, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look. No.
No. So when we look at, like, what we consider the purity of the Olympics.
Right.
Oh, you know,
the
it's
integrity,
been the best.
Yeah.
But if you look at
yeah.
some of the history behind how it got, you know, how it got started in the modern age, not necessarily ancient Olympics, although that would probably be an interesting story too, because, you know, they were all
right.
shady characters back then too.
Sure. Human nature is human nature. That doesn't change ever. Right. Nothing's new. All these kids like, oh, whatever. You don't know. I'm like, this is from like thousands of years. It's like nothing's new except your phone. Go away.
Right. So, yeah. Cool. I mean, yeah, the Olympics, there's still the shadiness behind it of
oh my God, scandal
of just, I mean, their ties to, you know, when Germany hosted the games back in the day, and it was like Hitler was like,
oh,
you know, bring on the best.
Oh,
and it's like, what? And then just with the normal, which is awful to say, you know, talks of corruption and how
right.
you get the bid and how it, you know, do these infrastructures leave those cities with more debt than anything, you know,
right.
despite the
right.
boost in tourism or whatever. So, you know,
there's
a lot that gets cloudy when it has to do with money and power.
Of course.
We'll wrap it up because I know it's not about the Olympics. It's not the Olympics half hour, but it'll be interesting to see because they're also for the last few, it seems like, I don't know if it's just summer or winter Olympics, but, or both, but like Russia has had to go under just an Olympic banner and not be represented as Russia, although everyone knows they're Russian because of various doping accusations and results that have come out of different games even before they get to the Olympics, in some cases during the Olympics, where your test came back and you have this performance enhancing drug in your system, so you now
right.
stick your title, with all that, and so despite
right.
all that, they should be banned, but like they can't ban or they haven't banned the entire country, or their athletes
right.
from competing. I'm like, but it's so if it's not the athlete, then it's the system that's propping up this athlete,
right? Right.
And so you haven't
right.
you punish the athletes, and you think, oh, you can't represent your country, but you can still represent yourself. You can still
right.
be here. So none of that makes any
right.
sense. It's like if you're banned, you're
right.
banned. But let's
right.
like why is
right.
there so much? Because what's at
right.
stake? What's at stake
right.
To win
right.
a gold medal?
Right.
To be a gold medal Olympian, what is at stake? And it's
right.
just interesting to ask those questions because I have no idea. Some of our gold medals here in this country for sports that we don't see, but every 4 years, like they're having to work their other jobs to keep going the next 4 years,
right.
unless they get
yeah.
major endorsements. It's purely for the love of the game, of the sport,
yes.
and for the glory
yes.
of becoming an Olympian. But unless you can
right.
capitalize off of that,
right.
that
yeah,
not everyone is afforded
that.
Yeah.
No. It's like being an artist. It's like being in film. It's like being like all those things. People have no idea. Like you have to hustle to support that habit, so to speak,
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't understand. They just think, well, you're doing what you love, so obviously you're being subsidized. No, that's really quite often not the case.
Yeah.
So
not,
you need
not
other things to support that. No, really, no, you need other things to support that. But good reporting. Here, our sports reporter in the sports corner, Holisa Bagelin. Why not? Because you're a handball. I'm still crying over that. That's so funny. So funny. Well, this is good. So now you have the Peacock, so you can stream away. And listen, you make it interesting and compelling because I'm not a sports chick, And but the way you lay it out, it's really good. So, yeah, that really could be like I always say people have shadow careers, as I said earlier. People said to me, "Oh, you could have been the shrink." I'm like, "I know," but I'm not. Although people think I am, like, mommy / shrink. Okay, yeah, like my older son, he's going through like this breakup, and then this chick is confusing him, and she's like, "I love two people." I'm like, I just want to take this bitch and throw her against the wall, and I'm being so understanding. To him. But I just want to take her, as a mother, you turn to an animal. I just want to take her and throw her against the wall. But yeah, I came home from work yesterday and he was in the kitchen. He's like, "Oh, thank God." I'm like, "Let me just go to the bathroom. Let me start dinner. Let me put my bag down." Like, I love you, but give her a minute. Yeah, I know. God bless. And listen, please. I am so not complaining. At all. I am so not complaining at all. It is an honor. But there are things, and even somebody else has said that to me, like, "You really could be whatever." So I hear that pretty consistently, but you really could be a sports commentator, especially like women's sports, with the rainbow twist. Hello.
Hello.
That would be cute. So is Jen still listening? Because she should pull up. She should pick the card for the show.
Yeah, Jen, we'll do that. Let's do that. She is in the chat, so hopefully
she's in the chat. Okay, so she can type in if she wants.
Yeah.
So what
All
is
right.
she saying? She saying anything?
Well, there's a few second delay.
So
if
let's
she's paying
a
attention.
Seconds.
If she's
let's
paying attention.
Of this Canadian paying attention.
I tell you what, though, reading those comments from Canadians, I'm like, this is what I'm used to seeing from Canadians. Like they're just like, oh, I can't believe it's not fair play. It's, you know, that's just not right. And they are, you know, diehard fans. They love their national team.
So they're being so ethical, though. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I love Canada.
No, I like that.
Okay.
No, we love Canada.
She says yes.
Okay, great.
So, good.
So I'm ready when you are. We love you, Jen. Okay, so the number associated with this message is 153.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jen, you picked this for everybody. Here's your message. As contrast is registered in the cognitive mind, it has long been identified energetically. Know this signal is a gateway to clear your path. That's a good one.
Ooh.
I'll read it again.
Send it.
I'm going to send it to you. Send it. As contrast is registered in the cognitive mind, it has long been identified energetically. Know this signal is a gateway to clear your path. 153. I really like this because when things feel constricted and you're struggling, that's telling you to pivot. So it means that by the time that you are recognizing it as contrast, energetically, it's already been recognized as a means, as the tool, as the jackhammer, so to speak, the machete to clear your path. That's really something to really think about. 153. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, and, you know, the overall number is a 9 made up of the 153. So that is about clearing away. And I love that the 5 is that central number, because you talk about some concepts. Like 5 is usually like, oh, well, what's here? What's here? What's here? And I need to go beyond. I don't want to do what I've always done. You know, I want to go beyond that. And so that 1 is the self, and it's just, that's the direction you take. It's about me. And we go through some stuff. That's the 5. And usually with the 5, there's a struggle. There's a struggle with like wanting to be responsible and needing that, you know, that, okay, these are some of the parameters, and then wanting to stretch beyond that and then do something different, but still have a sense of home base. So it's kind of, to go beyond that is scaring and thrilling and frightening and all of those things. But a 5 is like, I need to do it. If you don't have a good foundation, like from that 4, you don't have a good foundation, then it just becomes recklessness, right? It's just like, you know,
right.
Okay, I'll just go.
But
otherwise it could be a really crazy adventure in a bad way or a crazy good adventure, you know, like, oh, I didn't realize I was strong enough to do that. So then when you get to the other side of that experience, because there'll be multiple, but just that one experience, then the energy you have there is so different. You're changed, you know, and then the 3 then is about really bringing that to more than just, you know, one other person, or just keep it to yourself. This is now how you spread your energy out to reach others. And then in turn, just like you talking about your stories or whatever, then that might inspire someone to do something beyond what they're used to doing.
Right.
So, you know, we talk about 9 being a number of changes, of endings. But it's also of really major transformation through all that, because of all that.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Jen is saying in here, I love it. And then she wrote, the drunk neighbor has been telling us about his dreams with his dead family in them. Ooh, I wonder that's interesting.
That's interesting because the last time she spoke to us was about sort of like the lines being blurred with this person.
Mm.
I think it's the same person, that guy.
I'm not sure. Let's see if she.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Interesting. Mm. Well, if he's getting dreams and they're on the other side, if there's no dialogue and it's cognition, it's nonverbal communication, then they're showing up. If there's dialogue, then this could be, because, you know, if he has issues with alcohol and addiction, if I recall the conversation correctly, and I think we're talking about the same person, then that could veer into hallucination world. And who knows if he's hallucinating, you know, lucidly during the day, at night, during the, you know, sleeping time. So that's very interesting.
Mm.
So I have a feeling that it might be a little bit of both. I think he's a very extreme. He's an extreme person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, she wrote, that is progress. Yes. So I'm not sure where all that applies, but progress. She said that is progress. Oh, she said same person. Okay, same person. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah. No, just keep up. Yeah, and you're smart. I don't even have to say this to Jen. She's very aware. She's clairvoyant herself. And it's just about boundaries. And then once you have the boundaries, you really don't have to do anything else except just have that sort of field of protection and to be very selective about your availability, you know, and then it takes care of itself. And then you don't even have to get into a confrontation, especially if you are at the level of consciousness, how you process, think, feel, explore, and see the world. If it's at a level of consciousness that is not a match with the other person because of where they are in their journey, it's not a judgment, it's not less, it's not more, it's just establishing the boundaries and to have enough self-regard heals the situation. And you don't have to go into a rabbit hole and be exposed to lower energies when you've already walked through that. You already were in the coal mines when they were, you know, very immersed in their addiction or in not even claiming that they have choice, that through their judgment, it would push away progress in doing the work, that there is, a little bit of an indulgence to justify the suffering. But it's like the message I just pulled. That's a means to keep you exactly where you are and not take those tools and go forging ahead, clearing a path that with consistency, and it's just consistency, becomes less dense, and you get to the other side with all this growth, change, and wisdom. And if you just incrementally, even if it's just every day, incrementally, you're just slightly uncomfortable, just a little bit every day, that's where you can create the space for change and growth. Mm-hmm. It is awkward. What was cute about puberty? Nothing. The same thing. It's a transition. It's the same thing. Any sort of transition, any sort of healing, any sort of recuperation, any sort of recovery. What does that mean? You know, you're getting back to yourself. Healing, health is, the word heals and the word health, being healthy. It takes healing. Any sort of renovation, everything has to fall apart to come back. In order for, you know, the center has to hold everything together. But if the center is fractured, so Yeah, I don't get why more people don't understand. Like, get excited to do that work to clear your path, because then you're just going to lighten up the density. Even with just how we opened the show today, that was so much fun, just to be like we did in the old days, you know, just to be completely silly, right? All these years later, doing this podcast with you, which I love doing, it's such a reflection that even though there's so much happening, there is an internal shift, you know, that we are collectively and congruently going through. And then how else are we going to have evidence except we get silly on the show of that? You know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
That's beautiful, where there could be this lightness of being, where if you could take the same circumstances, the same obligations, the same commitments, and you could transpose that to a different time, there'd be such a heaviness. It would be laborious. It would be heavy. But because you got your machetes and I got my machetes, we're like, in our own way, we're clearing that path consistently. Thank goodness. And we need to lead that way, because things are crazy. And I think since the last, Tuesday, Anna was on because you were working.
Right.
But since you and I were on, found out about our girl, Kamala Harris,
mm-hmm.
right, being the nominee. And let me tell you something. The second I got the news, I'm like, she's going to win. And I'll tell you why she's going to win. Because there's a whole bunch of brown people that would not have voted, and I'm talking the Southeast Asian population, that it's just math. She is going to win. And this really matches what I'm talking about energetically. We're finally in all the density. We just need a little pinhole of light piercing through the illusion of what has been dominant culture. It is not dominant culture. You and I have talked about this. I'm like, women and the brown people. Sorry. That has been suppressed for so long. And now there's just a pinhole of light, and that's the North Star. So whatever wounds that needed to be tended to, whatever illusions needed to be dismantled, there is now a clarity within the contrast. That's what that message is about, the gentle. We have clarity in the contrast. So it's not like, oh, let's be all airy-fairy and whatever, whatever. Nope, we don't even need the idealism and the fantasy, because that's bullshit too. But we need clarity in the contrast, and we'll figure it out, because we're here to learn who we really are and who we can evolve into. It doesn't change our culture. It doesn't change our circumstances. It doesn't change the hand that we're dealt in this life. But we shift and transform the energy from density to light. That's why we open the show this way, because it is evidence of an energetic conversion.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And it all started with handball. Who knew? And you call me Tangela, which I love. That's my drag name. I love it. I really do believe that. And then in the beautiful, good things in life, while that's being tempered by the trauma and the suffering and the loss, and that goes for everybody. I always think about Marguerite with the grace and everything. I think about her every day. But that light, it's really interesting how through that contrast, that light gives us wisdom, and that light is it's like the lantern of the hermit in Tarot, Jen, which I know very little about, but you're the expert, but that's the image that's coming in. that through the shrouded darkness, it's illuminated by the light and the miracle of having survived such trauma, such unspeakable pain, that it's transmuted, not minimized, but it gives you such insight into what is no longer going to be taken on because of the wisdom and the grace. It's almost like this this total evolution and shift in consciousness. And then when you're on the other side and you're reunited with your children, when I'm reunited with my daughter and a few other select specimens, after I slap them and hug them, because I'm going to slap them, I'm going to slap them. What was that about? There's so much advancement in the healing because it's starting here. But there's clarity in the contrast, and it's through that light. Not this airy-fairy, I'm healed. Healing hurts. People are so, like, disillusioned. Healing is painful. So that's why people stay where they are. They refuse. But now we're going to choose, like with Jen, with the neighbor, whatever, and with certain players and characters that show up in our field of experience in this, you know, day-to-day earthbound life. We can choose the exposure. We could put that lead vest on as they do the x-ray. Or we can say, no, not today. Thank you. No, thank you. I'm not opting in. Clarity in the contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Doesn't change anything except your perception. And then everything changes. So, and you see what comes into your field of experience without even wanting, desiring, attempting, consciously trying to manifest. You don't have to even try for anything. That's easing into divine alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we get the clarity and the contrast, and we just follow that light without trying to do anything specific, because we are led by our central nervous system. We are led by how we feel. Our bodies hold all the wisdom in it. Speaking of, how is it going with your hands and stuff?
Well, with all the rain,
there's been a bit of
a flare up, but for the most part, it seems to be okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like
you're managing it, right? Yeah. It's not managing you; you're managing it.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because it's showing you, right? We really can let go a little bit more without self-abandoning. And there's such a fine line between letting go and self-abandonment. Letting go allows you to receive. Self-abandonment, you check out. You become unconscious. And then that creates the space, the opportunity for the floodgates of negative experience to keep happening until you wake up. There's no victims here. There's trauma, but there's no victims here. It's very difficult. We're wounded, but we're not victims, meaning that I want to be clear when I use that in that context, that we are intelligent. We are not responsible. We didn't bring this upon ourselves, and we are not weak. So I'll say, I'm going to swap out the word victims. There's no weakness here. There's vulnerability, but there's no weakness. I'm going to substitute victims. There's no weakness here. That's the better, that word feels better. That's the more appropriate language to use. So what's on the table for you, because I'm sure you'll tell us on Tuesday, between, it's good. I like, no, it's fun. From not being a sports person, you know, it's interesting. So what are the things that you look forward to watching? Are you planning, or are you just going to see what's on Peacock and you're just going to freestyle? Like, how are you starting to play that out?
Well, of course I want to watch my U.S. women's soccer team.
Well, that's the motivator. Hello.
That
right. Mm-hmm.
And they start later today as well. So.
Oh, great.
So
are you going to be up all night again?
Maybe. No, maybe. Probably not. Because it depends if I feel like I need to take a nap. Like, I'm awake now, but I'll probably.
Right.
I'll probably
crash at some point. Yeah,
I probably will.
Yes, that's good. You need to pay attention to that.
Pay attention.
And not drive anytime soon. Don't drive anytime soon.
Well, I will be doing a tour.
Today?
No. I did one the other day.
I know you did,
but,
Tuesday. Right. That's why you weren't here. Right.
Oh, but I did want to say.
Yes.
With, you know, when I do these tours, I use a local enterprise branch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, we're not keeping passenger vans, you know.
Right.
In this day and age, it's crazy. But I know they've been working hard to get me these passenger vans because it is difficult, especially in the summer months, this particular month,
sure.
For whatever reason, they're just
yeah.
in a high demand. So
sure.
I know that they've been working to get things lined up for me, and I've been wanting to, you know, like give them a little, you know, show a little appreciation. And
uh-huh.
And I usually don't like to give like donuts because I don't like to give stuff that I can't eat. But no.
I know, that's cruel. Right.
But what I did decide to just get it because I sat there because I had a tour this past weekend too, and they've just been working hard. They're, you know, with all the stuff happening with travel, it got
right.
Things got really crazy, even
right.
More crazier than usual. So I know that
right.
They've been handling a lot of stuff. And
right.
Unfortunately, I was just able to get there early. I wasn't in a rush, and I let them take care of what they needed to take care of. So when I returned
right.
It yesterday, I had to do the same thing. And then I said, okay, yeah. I just left because I thought, okay, well, I've done my part. I'll do what I can. And then I went by the
right.
Dunkin' Donuts, and I've got a dozen donuts
yeah.
For them.
We love
and
it.
I
we
came back
Dunkin'.
In.
That's nice. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I came back in. Now, the one of the people there, she's just she's not a warm fuzzy. Like, she just has, like, really good resting bitch face, very matter-of-fact.
Right.
And she was working with someone who was – she was trying to, she did what she could, but you know.
Right.
And so she doesn't usually smile. So when I happened to catch her when I was
walking
in
and,
uh-huh. And just, she just looked at me like, oh, why are you back? And then I'm like, oh, these are for you and your staff, your crew. And she,
aww.
Her smile, I was like, oh my God, wow. She can smile.
Wow.
So that was really
see?
Sweet. I mean,
that was like
you
the
know.
Grinch. That's so nice.
Yeah. It's kind of like that, yeah.
Now, the Grinch also was probably non-binary also, but that's another conversation. see how the show ended, how it started? I love that. But see, you just don't know. I know. I'm very wrong. Very wrong. Non-binary cartoon characters. We're going to have a whole conversation about that. Non-gender conforming. Well, on that crazy note, what a fun show. So if any of you Looney Tunes want to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablends@gmail.com. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take excellent care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Tell me that you like it, yeah.